The Bridge d'Artefact, le média professionnel pour en savoir plus sur la data et l'intelligence artificielle. Aujourd'hui, un nouvel épisode Data Coffee en vidéo et podcast avec un expert conseil et tech d'Artefact.
Hi, I'm Emmanuel, Director of Research at Artefact, and today I'm happy to welcome Sid to talk about marketing measurement. Hi, Sid. Who are you at Artefact?
I'm the director for data science for the Netherlands, but I'm also the global lead for marketing mix modeling and causality research at Artefact.
On this topic, I see there's a very moving environment. What do you see as trends and challenges for 2024?
As you know, within the measurement framework, there are three methodologies: attribution, incrementality testing, and MMMs. Each of them today have a couple of constraints which prevent them to work together in tandem. If you look at attribution, for instance, there are no constraints that can be set up within an attribution model. It doesn't take into account the baseline. So key innovation in attribution is going to be, how do you take constraints from an incrementality testing or an MMM as budget constraints, and then attribution repartitions or does the optimization for keywords, creative formats, audiences. If you look at incrementality testing, today it's quite controlled by big tech platforms who have open sourced a set of methodologies. However, there's a lot of development going across universities that really try to estimate the effect of a treatment, such as Bayesian causal inference, such as the potential outcomes framework that is pioneered by Amazon Science and Microsoft Research. And these are very powerful methodologies that can give your company the additional edge to really understand the effect of your activities. In MMMs, they're quite high level and quite and refuse to go down to the level of granularity. So it prevents marketeers from being able to act and react accordingly to the business. So you see a lot of development in Bayesian hierarchical models or even structured causal models that allow you to become a bit more granular and also run MMMs a bit more frequently. And this, all of this empowers you to create a measurement approach that combines these three methodologies together.
And when you mention causality, can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yes. So causality is a subject that has come up since 2021. And it's kind of a causal AI revolution that's happening today because people like to understand why instead of just what. And this has become a critical concept of the development of building these models that will be responsible and that will be explanatory to the business. A lot of this is pioneered by both Microsoft and Amazon, who have open sourced these solutions for the community to use. And they're classified under the branch of structured causal models that allow you to estimate the impact of a single event in the context of all the other events that are happening in your state of the world.
It's extremely promising. And in terms of cultural change and, let's say, transformation within a company, how do you advise to take the turn of such innovation?
I think it's really important for teams to be brave and ask the right questions, right? There is nothing stopping you at this stage from marketers to ask those challenging questions. Think what's happening with Spotify, for instance. They have this Unwrapped campaign of 2023. It's a hate campaign. And now they're asking their teams to measure the impact of this campaign. It's not as easy to measure, but they're asking those difficult questions. They're also sitting down with teams, with their data science teams, to hypothesize what can be possible, what can be the effect of a certain campaign. And it's being brave and asking these questions that really generate that value. Beyond this, you also test new methodologies, and you test and compare them with existing methodologies. Don't take them just for the sake of taking them. And you compare whether the overarching results are in line with your business logic and business expectations before you deploy them into production. Finally, it's really important to be okay with failure. A lot of times, a lot of these new methodologies are going to fail, but that should not stop you from adopting these new technologies and still trying and testing it out. And that's going to be key to building that innovation mindset and going forward. And that's how you will be, like most of the big tech players out there, constantly evolving and constantly updating your offering for the relevance of your customers and consumers.
Okay, so it's a lot about experimenting and test and learn. So what's your advice so that businesses and poor teams to go to such innovation and experimentations?
I think we are sitting at an intersection where two teams, marketing and data, are the best pairing that can ever exist. They're the perfect marriage of teams. Marketers like to challenge creativity as much as possible, and data teams like to solve challenges that cannot be solved by anyone else. So, I mean, it's a perfect match, you see? And therefore, it's really important that marketers ask those questions so that the data teams are able to measure them. And what needs to stop happening is the institutionalization of things. If marketers start saying, this is how things have always been, that's when the stagnation starts to happen, and that's when innovation stops. If they're excited and say, okay, we are going to push the boundaries of creativity, and we're going to challenge you as data scientists to solve what we're pushing the boundaries on, that's when true innovation happens, and that's what needs to crack within an organization.
It's very inspiring. And do you see an example you can share with us?
So in the Netherlands, we're working with this online e-commerce player who are currently running 3,500 experiments a year. This was a company that did not do any measurement in the past, literally about 2 years ago. Today, they're able to innovate and constantly step outside the box compared to all the other competitors in space. And this is really improving their marketing efficiency and marketing ROI by 20% because of this culture for innovation and experimentation.
Thanks a lot, Sid. It was very interesting and very clear. And thanks a lot for your attention. See you soon.